Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. It's interesting that the book of Psalms begins on a negative note. Here are three things that godly people reject. They don't accept the advice of wicked people, first of all. They don't hang around with sinners. And they don't have anything to do with those who mock God. It's almost as if he's talking about preparing a field for cultivation. There's no point in sowing seed until the stones and weeds have been cleared out. God's desire is to bless us and give us his joy, but none of that can happen until the rubbish is gone. When people hear about the invitation to give their life to God, the danger is that they simply try to add this dimension to their present way of life. They want to join the God Club in the same way as one might want to join a motoring organization or a gym. They simply want to add it to one of their lists of subscriptions and commitments. But this is precisely what God doesn't want. His desire is for us to turn our back on our old way of life in order to set off with him on a new journey. The biblical word for this is repentance. God loves to forgive us and fill us with his Spirit, but he cannot get to work until we have acknowledged that we've been heading in the wrong direction. Once the stones and weeds have been cleared away, we can get on with living. The psalmist declares that this can only be achieved by putting the Lord's instructions at the center of our lives. Everything that is good flows from God's word. The psalmist describes the person who bases their life on God's law as being like a tree planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all that they do. But none of that can happen unless we're willing to turn our back on bad advice, bad company, and bad attitudes. So let me ask you a question. What have you had to reject in order to follow God? And now a prayer. Loving God, help us to put your word at the center of our lives so that we will flourish whatever the season. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.